Thank you for tuning in to Eye on Digital Marketing. This is episode 52. Don't forget, you can follow, rate, and subscribe us on the streaming platform that you're listening on right now. We are live on Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also follow us on social media, at One Word More Visibility, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. My guest today is Catherine Stewart, Senior Client Strategist. Catherine, you've become such a frequent guest on the podcast, we may just get you a permanent seat here in the studio. How are you today?
I would love that. I think chat with Kat, yeah, let's do it.
Chat with Kat. See, we already have a name for the segment and everything. This is great. The last podcast I did, episode 51, we talked about a branding, kind of a rebrand from Google in terms of Data Studio now becoming Looker Studio. Catherine, you sent me this topic here a few days ago that we want to get into today, which is very important as well, talking about Google image extensions and how those have changed and some tips and tricks for those who are running search ads, which basically should be everybody, I think, in the digital marketing universe, right?
Right.
So first and foremost, Catherine, if you want to start off by giving the listeners here just kind of a rundown of what are image extensions so we know exactly what part of our search ads we're talking about here.
Oh, of course. And as most of you may have heard, ad extensions have been, of course, rebranded. I see a theme here as assets. But for the purposes of this podcast, just so you understand that these are still extensions of your ad copy, I will refer to them as image extensions rather than image assets, just to alleviate any confusion.
That's a large word. I feel like assets is used for people and they just create an assets folder and just throw a whole bunch of stuff in there. But very important that we're talking about the actual image assets or image extensions here.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And what these are, this is a newer ad extension that Google Ads introduced. It's recently come out of beta, but we're seeing not a lot of advertisers are taking advantage. And it's a great marketing tool. And as the name suggests, these are images that you can use to complement your text ad copy that will draw more attention to your ad, which, of course, that's the name of the game.
Right.
And it gives your target audience an opportunity to engage with another aspect of your ad, like some of the other ad extensions, like site links, call outs, structured snippets, and such.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this kind of ties in with the whole, I know, another theme, rebranding of Google AdWords, which now is Google Ads, with Google introducing more images and video content for users to engage with your brand. So it kind of falls into place with the whole rebrand of Google Ads. So what are image extensions? What are they not? So let's not confuse these with shopping ads. Completely different animal. They're not populated by a product feed, nor are they tied to your product inventory, and nor are these solely reliant upon keywords in order to show along with your expanded text ads or responsive search ads in the search engine results. What they are: a wonderful, beautiful visual element to complement your search ads. And like the other ad extensions, they do not always show in search engine results.
Interesting.
But when clicked, important to know, they'll take the user to the same destination URL as the ad headline.
You know what this reminds me of is like, I say back in the day, because it's probably been a while now, but like, I believe when like Twitter and LinkedIn first rolled out, you could update kind of like your status, or you could post something or you could tweet something, but it was just copy.
Yes.
Like you couldn't attach a video or an image like you can now. It was just, if I'm on Twitter and I want to tweet out something, it was just, hey, I'm at More Visibility Today, period. And that's what, when we talk about search ads, everybody's brain who's been doing this a long time, like you and I think automatically just goes to, that's just an ad with copy. And
correct.
It used to be, if you want to take up a lot of real estate, make sure you use the ad extensions, which still were copy. It was, you know, little tidbits about your product or maybe some site links. But you're saying now in search results from your search ads, you have the option to add images. That's a completely different experience for a user.
Absolutely. We all know that people are more visual, right. And, you know, with the image, it can add additional color, provide additional visual input into what your ad is about. And with that, you do want to make sure that your image has relevancy. That right. is the key. I can't emphasize that enough. It needs to be a relevant image.
Yep, I agree. And it's I'm just thinking about it because I've seen a few examples, but you know, when I'm on Google and I'm searching something, the top search, I think everybody always glances at the very least. But then it's really a competition of like which keywords are matching up, who has a lot of real estate, what's going to entice you enough to make that click. I'm really, you know, I'm sure more data will come out, but I'm really going to, you know, be confident when I say that I think if you use these properly, you're gonna have more of an advantage to gain that click based on a user just seeing it in search results. So with that being said, Catherine, how can we kind of apply these images here? What are some tips and tricks that you've heard of or seen or even used so far?
Oh, of course. And what's great is you can associate these images at the campaign or the ad group level. So keep that in mind when you're selecting the images, but that gives you a little bit of flexibility.
Yep.
These aren't tied to a specific ad. Again, it's only at the campaign or ad group level.
Got it.
And what's really cool is you are allowed up to 20 images. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
But we do recommend running at least a minimum of 3 for best results. And the reason why is because using its powerful machine learning technology, Google will rotate the images and display the best option that they feel will entice the user to click. And this provides you, the marketer, a great opportunity to test out images to see which performs best.
So if I upload 3 images, I don't necessarily have the authority to say, show this one first and this one second. Google's going to take those 3 images, and like they do with all their other ads, they're going to find some data on maybe what's more enticing to get that click and probably show that one at the end of the day a little bit more.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And looking as far as, you know, the specs, file formats, PNGs, JPEGs, you can also use static GIFs, but I prefer to stick with PNGs and JPEGs just mm-hmm. to be on the safe side. Also, make sure they're under 5 megabytes. That's still a pretty large file size, so you should be fine there with resolution.
Right.
And as far as the sizes, square, that's for mobile devices, and that's a 1200 by 1200 pixel image. That's what's shown most often, again, because mobile users are more dominant. Mm-hmm. And, of course, landscape for our desktop users at 1200 by 628. And Chuck, if these sound a little familiar to you, well, it's because they're similar ad sizes as Google responsive display ad image specs.
Yeah, the people listening may already have images they want to use already in these sizes, which is good because, again, Google requires these from some of the previous ad units. So, and Catherine, maybe you don't know this, maybe we kind of follow up on this, but if I have the same image in a square and a landscape, do you know if Google will know how to differentiate to show the square one on mobile, I'm guessing, because they know the size?
It already knows.
It already knows, right? Okay, perfect. So there you go. So you can upload the same image, 2 different sizes, and the proper one's going to show on the mobile device. You don't have to worry about that.
Exactly, just as it does for the responsive display.
Right.
However, a differentiation between the responsive display ads and image ad extensions, the image cannot just be your logo, where the logo is a requirement for your responsive ad displays. That's not allowed for image extensions. So you can't just have a square or a landscape image of your logo only.
Got it.
Also, the image cannot contain any text overlay. That's a no-no. Animated GIFs are not permitted. Again, relevancy. Make sure that it is visually appealing to accompany your ad copy text. But don't make the user work too hard to figure out what's in your image and what's going on in there. Simplicity is best versus a busy image. Again, it's a tiny image. You don't want to clutter it up with too much going on. Also, make sure you have the legal right to use the image. If you do go down the stock image avenue, which, you know, that's fine, make sure that you've paid the proper usage fees. Make sure, yes, they're sized properly or they'll be rejected. Obviously, blurry images or those that have low resolution, they're not going to perform well, and more than likely, they're going to get kicked out and rejected anyway.
Yep.
They cannot be a collage or a composite of multiple images, almost like a framed image with multiple inset photos. That's not allowed. And also, just a friendly reminder, they need to be family friendly, nothing naughty.
This reminds me of when I first started digital marketing. I'll never forget it. One of the gentlemen I was working with who was in the design department, he gave me the acronym KISS. Do you know what KISS stands for?
Yes.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what Google's telling the users here. I mean, again, to go over what you said, no overlay text, obviously nothing busy, no collage type images. But I think that's a good practice because the more that you can provide images that showcase what you want in a simplistic way, the more you're going to have success.
Exactly.
So we talk about all the time how to gain some competitive advantages with your search ads, whether that be refining your keywords, looking at your bids. You know, Google used to have the quality score. They've gotten away from that. It's ever changing. But given these new image or I guess asset extensions, image assets, whatever they're calling them nowadays, we highly recommend that you test these. And if it's right for you, then go ahead and upload that, not to the particular ad, like you said, but to the actual ad group level is where you can do that at. Catherine, any final tips on this topic before we wrap up today?
Yes, and what's great is you have some options for adding your images. You can either upload directly from your computer to the Google Ads platform, or within Google Ads Editor, you have the option to scan your website for images that meet the Google Ads size requirements. And
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
So it'll do the work for you.
Precisely.
Wow. We're going to be at a job soon, Catherine, if we don't watch out, I tell you.
Yeah. While scanning your website, Google will also display your social media profiles and display the URLs to make it really easy for you to, again, source additional images for your consideration. However, make sure that you're checking all the boxes that we mentioned beforehand with not having text overlay. Your image can appear in the photo itself, but it can't just be your logo.
Got it.
So lots of opportunity for you to be able to incorporate image ad extensions into your current profile and to increase user engagement. But definitely reach out to us if you have any questions.
Yeah, if you want to incorporate this in your strategy, we'd be happy to help. Shoot us an email, info@morevisibility.com. Again, rate, follow, subscribe the podcast wherever you're listening, and find us on social media at More Visibility. Catherine, thanks for stopping by today, and I'm sure you'll be back soon on another topic.
Yes, indeed.